The Christmas Promise by Sue Moorcroft.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB, free of charge by HarperCollins. We are very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality, unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Christmas begins in Blackguard's Bar. Saturday, the 1st of December. Battling her way along the crowded pavements of Camden High Street, under the red and green Christmas lights, and past the huge boots and aeroplanes displayed on the shop fronts, Ava didn't feel entirely in the mood for going out and having a good time. Today, her first day as a casual stallholder in the West Yard Market had seemed endless, and she was pretty sure there would never be a second. "Even though I've been home to warm up, my feet are still burning and freezing both at the same time," she complained to Iz. They'd linked arms to share body heat as sleep danced in the air around them, but she wished her dress would magically transform itself into a thick waterproof coat until she reached the warmth of Blackguard's Bar. "It's only the beginning of December, and I've already had enough of Christmas shoppers who browse without buying, try on without buying, and especially those who gasp, 'Oh, how much? For one hat?' and drop one of my precious samples, also without buying." Izzy's teeth chattered, although she was marginally more warmly dressed in glittery jeans and a top. "Sales were a bit thin, were they? To the point of being anorexic, even though I slashed my prices and prayed that none of my..."